You gotta love the great white hope. President Trump is the great white hope, and he is a perfect example of what a man should be. It is mind-blowing to see it again. I grew up with that, folks. Believe me. And then the stupid civil rights so-called movement came along, which were the enemies of the black people and the destruction of black Americans. And then the stupid women movement started and the homosexual movement started and everything stupid started and just been downhill ever since. And men have become afraid. It's mind-blowing. But this president, the great white hope, is setting a perfect example of how to deal with people. It doesn't matter if you're male or female, black or white or whatever color, whatever. When you're wrong, you're wrong. When you're right, you're right. And he can accept it. Nancy Pelosi, so the liberal media, the Democratic Party, the Never Trumpers, the right or Republicans, the black race hustlers, they all hate this man because he is a man. And especially a straight, white, Christian, conservative man of power. And he ain't afraid. He put the country first. He even said that he is a nationalist. And they tried to use that against him. Say, white nationalists, they act like it was a big deal. Forget about y'all. I'm a nationalist. I love my country. That's all it means. He didn't do, unfortunately, what Representative Steve Keen is doing, kind of backing down and apologizing. Don't apologize for truth. So this is Fox News. And some of you know that Nancy Pelosi, dirty old Nancy Pelosi with the facelift, doesn't want a wall around the borders because they are Democrats that want the votes and the power. So they don't care about, we the people, and they don't care about the illegals. And by the way, another mob of illegal aliens are on the way. They're coming to this country. I think they made it to Mexico already. They're in Mexico now trying to get here. So Fox News is reporting Trump. Nancy Pelosi told Trump not to do the State of the Union address. It's too dangerous. She's lying, but she's trying to stop this man from getting the truth out there any kind of way. And so the president said, okay, Nancy, but you can't take a trip. You can't use the military aircraft to take a trip overseas. And these Democrats on their way, about to go to the airport to get on the military plane, and we're going to pay for it. He's like, no, Nancy, y'all can't go. If I can't do the union address, you can't take the trip. And now they all mad. You got to love this man. A beta male would have allowed that to happen anyway because they would have been afraid to deal with women. They would have been afraid of the media, and they would have been afraid of what others might say. This is from Fox News. Trump denies Pelosi's aircraft for foreign trip after her call for State of the Union delay. I'm loving this man. He's a real man. Learn from this president. Men and women should be learning from him. He's not afraid. The worst thing you can have in life is fear. So Nancy Pelosi called to delay Trump's State of the Union address amid the government shutdown. And so President Trump on Thursday abruptly denied military aircraft to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a foreign trip just minutes before the congressional delegation was set to depart. So they don't want to put the wall up, but they want to go on a trip. They want to have fun, but not you. And Daniel is here. And Daniel is becoming the next producer of the Destiny Peterson Show. So he's in training by James Haight of the Haight Report and my producer right now. And Daniel is here to read a letter from the great white hope to Nancy Pelosi, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All is well. No man is good.
No man is good? Yeah, so this is a letter from Trump to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
And it goes, Dear Madam Speaker, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. I also feel during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the strong border security movement to end the shutdown. Obviously, if you would like to make your journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. I look forward to seeing you soon, and even more forward to watching our open and dangerous southern border finally receive the attention, funding, and security it so desperately deserves.
Amazing.
Yeah, and this morning or last night, he let Melania use the military aircraft to go to Mar-a-Lago.
Right on. Yeah, yeah. He's like, here, honey, you take this plane. They don't need it after all.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Shameless Democrats. Yeah. What's your impression of the way the Great White Hope are dealing with these Democrats and the media?
Well, I think he's dealing with the border, the illegal immigration issue well, because you have to get rid of illegal immigration. And
yeah,
it's going to be hard to stop people from coming in through the airplanes and other ways, but a border, the wall could be made in less than 2 years. Like,
yeah,
construction could be done in less than 2 years, and that's knocking half the problem.
And it's interesting, too, the Democrats want to pay for abortion in foreign country. They want to give people more free stuff. They talk about climate change, where they want to spend a bunch of money. But to put the people first, they don't want to do it.
No.
That's amazing to me. And the people, there are still people who voted for the Democrats who are against them. That's the dumbest thing I ever seen.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of work, but it's fun.
Mexicans, are you Mexican?
No, I was born in Colombia, but...
Oh, you're Colombian.
Yeah. They all speak Spanish, so it's similar.
Mexicans don't like to work nowadays. Those that are coming over now, they're not coming to work. They're coming for free stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Democrats and the media are lying when they say they're coming for work. Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, no problem.
That was amazing.
Yeah, anytime.
You can read. Were you nervous about it?
No, I wasn't nervous.
Amazing. So James said that when you go by that camera, don't hit the camera.
Right.
You have to go around it, otherwise you knock it over.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, man. Super Chat, thank you so much. Joel, let's have him.
Yep, Super Chat.
How you doing?
Good.
How's life?
It's going good.
Are you learning a lot about life?
Definitely.
And so things are going well, not good?
Yeah, they're going well.
I just reminded about James. You know how he is. The producer. Okay.
Let's have a super chat. We got from Deplorable Dave, Mighty Mike, and JG. Deplorable Dave says, Jesse, there are no such thing as isms except amazingism. You're welcome.
That's right.
And Mighty Mike says, howdy, Jesse and Joel. One thing we can do to combat illegal immigration is tax the money being sent out of the country. Tax them 60 to 70% so they will think twice about coming here to make money under the table.
Amen.
And then JG says, wall done in 2 months if GOV want their paychecks.
That's right. Put up the wall. Build the wall. We got to have the wall. I want my country back.
And then two more, one from Giovanni A and one from Brandon M. Giovanni says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. Matthew 7:24.
Amazing. That's right. The one thing I've noticed about all the men and women who are overcoming, the young people too, their minds are being renewed. And so their minds are becoming solid minds rather than double-minded. They're becoming one mind with God. And common sense is just becoming so prevalent in their lives. And it's really nice to see that.
And then one more from Brandon saying, thank you for keeping us on the straight and narrow, Uncle Jesse.
Right
I'm
on.
Trying my hardest to keep Texas red. You're the beta blocker the country needs.
You absolutely need to keep it red because the children of the light are trying to turn it blue. And they're doing the same thing in Alabama. They know that if they can take over the South, it's over. The South included Texas, all those states are the only thing that keeping this country going. Well, not the only thing, but thank you, sir. But thank you for your super chats, your donations. Absolutely appreciate it.